Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball towards left. Lynch catches it and throws to first to double up Dark. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell. Throws the ball into McMillan who tags Morin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Temple reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch strikes out. One out. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pinson scores. There goes Robinson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Don Elston. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.